This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
I stand squarely behind my decision. After 20 years, I've learned the hard way that there was never a good time to withdraw U.S. forces. That's why we're still there.
U.S. President Joe Biden stood by his decision before the American people and the world yesterday. The decision to withdraw, he said, was the right one.
We were clear-eyed about the risk. We planned for every contingency, but I always promised the American people that I would be straight with you. The truth is, this did unfold more quickly than we had anticipated. So what's happened? Afghanistan political leaders gave up and fled the country. The Afghan military collapsed, sometime without trying to fight. If anything, the developments of the past week reinforced that ending U.S. military involvement in Afghanistan now was the right decision.
The president called the violent chaos at Kabul's airport gut-wrenching as he spoke from the White House yesterday. He said that he had warned President Ashraf Ghani to prepare to fight a civil war with the Taliban after American troops left. A Taliban official has announced a general amnesty for all in Afghanistan and urged women to join its government. A member of the Taliban's Cultural Commission made the comments today on Afghan state television. Rupert Colville, spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
Such promises will need to be honored. And for the time being, again, from the past history, these declarations have been greeted with some skepticism.
For more on this story, visit our website at VOA News.